Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Pat Coletta on Kiss 98.5. Yo, buddy. How are you?
What's up? What's going on?
How is the thing going? How's the turkeys for tickets?
It's going really well. We got a steady line, steady flow going right now. And believe it or not, I believe it's one of the warmest days we've had probably in the 10, 15 years we've been doing this. So it's actually pretty nice out.
Yeah, 52.
Sabres legend, Mr. Coletta, what location are you at specifically this morning?
I'm in Wissanica, so not too far from my stomping ground. So I think I've been at this location here with Marty Baron and Duffer for, like I said, I don't even know how many years now, 10 plus years. So it's a cool event to come out to, something different. Obviously donating some turkeys and getting some tickets in return. So overall, a pretty cool event and an event I look forward to doing every year.
So a 20-pound turkey is a significant lift. Do you count this as an arms day, or do you just go to the gym afterwards? Like, what's the situation with this?
I just had a child who is roughly 10 pounds, so my arms are pretty good. So these turkeys... aren't that heavy for dad here.
Wait, the baby was born at 10 pounds?
The baby was born close to 9 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
He's 3 weeks old now, and he's pushing 10, 11 pounds. So.
Oh, congratulations. I'm glad this is, you know, we were going to talk turkeys for tickets, but now we're going to talk push presents for wives that push out 9 pound babies. So Patrick, you know, that's a thing, right? The push present. And if you need shopping assistance, I can guide you to the right website.
Listen, I've put on notice, let's just say that. So,
put you on blast.
I like to work behind the scenes. You know what I mean?
Good.
So
yeah. Okay. We'll
wait a minute. Hold up. You had a baby how many days ago?
It was like
3 weeks.
That's
three
okay.
3 weeks, and you were tailgating on Sunday at the stadium. Is that correct with Vinny? Mm.
Say that again.
You were tailgating at the stadium with Vinny on Sunday.
Yeah. I was at the Bills game. I got the green light to go. Obviously.
Okay. Mm. All right. Well, thank you, Maddie.
For the Mafia and the Bills versus the Chiefs, so I can't miss that one. You know what I mean?
You can't miss that one. No. And sometimes, you know, she's like,
17 hours,
honey,
bye.
Go to the game. I'm going to stay with the baby. Did you have a boy or a girl?
It's a boy. His name is Mac. So I think Mac would have been disappointed if I missed the Bills Chiefs.
Oh, heck yeah. So maybe that is the Bills Mafia new addition that we needed to get the win against the Chiefs. Maybe that's it.
Just an extra 10 pounds for the Mafia. That's all we need.
Yeah, exactly. Bills Mafia, 10 pounds heavier. So turkeys for tickets. So you get to work with Feed More Western New York and the City Mission. And I know that you see how much people care. What have people been saying as they're dropping off their turkeys?
Well, most of them have hit their word limit because we have Marty Baron over at this local
board.
So it's more so getting the reaction of the people and having to talk to Marty for 25 minutes.
There's no French word for short story.
Overall, it's been great, though. Like, even I think people really look forward to doing this event. Yeah. I went and stopped at Tim Hortons, got my tea this morning, and had a gentleman that came up to me, gave me $100, and said, "Hey, make sure you get a couple turkeys and donate the tickets or whatever." So I think overall, everyone knows, this day is on their calendar, and it's a chance to do something good for the community and hit up one of your favorite sports teams in the area.
So 7 to 9 this morning, you can drop off your 20-pound turkey. The Tops on Young Street in Tonawanda, the KeyBank Center surface lot between Perry and Baltimore, and of course the Tops where Patrick's at in West Seneca on Orchard Park Road. How's your world? We haven't talked about your world. You've had a baby.
Yeah, we had a baby. So we have Mac. Been running around playing hockey with my son Cooper, and then we have Learn to Play coming up in the next little while. So we have signups going out for that, and teaching kids, the game of hockey and to fall in love with the sport. And then on top of that, just Junior Sabres stuff. The president of the organization there, so we're in the swing of things. And getting the girls program off the ground has been pretty cool to watch and see, and just inspire kids, of all ages, and hopefully direct them in the right direction and fall in love with the game with the same way I did and have those dreams and aspirations just like myself. Yeah. So it's a pretty cool little thing that I get to be a part of with Learn to Play and the beginners and then Junior Sabres where you have some kids that, have a chance to make some noise in the NHL. So it's a wide variety of player and kids and, different messages for different age groups. But, overall, like I said, I love, being in Buffalo and having a part of these kids' careers and lives and hopefully give them hope and inspire them to do what I did.
Mm-hmm. Patrick Coletta on hand in West Seneca, helping to gather turkeys for tickets. Give me your snapshot view of the current Sabres. We got a game tonight, 10:30 on the coast. Obviously, you're watching them. What do you like that you see with this current roster of players?
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Well, I think it's been a growing period, with Lindy coming in and a different style. And I think, people that have watched, every game and sometimes it's, not the result we want, but
sure,
there's a transition period going on, right? And I love Lindy as a coach. He's my favorite coach I've ever had.
Wow.
And, the accountability word always pops up, and that was the big word of the summer and last year. And he definitely holds, you know, you accountable. You can hear, you know him on the bench or some of his comments he's made in the media, and you know what I mean. It's a growing period now where, you know, hopefully the guys will catch on here, but you have a coach that's passionate and wants to win, and you know, when it clicks, it clicks, and when it doesn't, you know, there's going to be a growing period here where, you know, we might have to take, you know, a lump here and there, but overall we're heading in the right direction.
I get the impression that Lindy's not a guy who speaks words under his breath. You know, some coaches will just kind of mumble something. You're like, what? He's pretty vocal when he wants results or wants to get a message across. Is that accurate?
Yeah, and the cool part is, which it's not cool when it's you, but
sure,
it doesn't matter if you're a fourth line guy, if you're the seventh D, or if you're, you know, on the power play and you're first line center. He expects your best. He expects you to play, you know, the way you should play. And if you don't, you hear about it. And for me as a player, that's something that, you know, when you're playing, you're like, oh man, you know, Lindy just ripped me, you know, I got to find my confidence somewhere. But as, you know, as you get way older, like I am now, you appreciate it more and more, just because all he wanted from you was your best effort. And he was holding you to a standard that, you know, would make you successful and make the team successful.
Do you find that you do things in normal life the way the hockey world works? Like when you're cutting your grass, you cut it the way like you'd do a Zamboni ride around the ice to fix the ice. Like, do you find you do that? Mm-hmm. And like when you're calling for somebody in the house, you call it like they're being introduced onto the ice?
It's funny you say that. So like, I can't be late for anything. Like, I got to be like way earlier. And that came from Lindy. And I've told this story once before with, I was late for a meeting, one time in my career, and it was in Europe. So, you know, thank God I had a pass for that, just with the time difference. But if with Lindy, if you're late, you know, 10 seconds, you hear about it, and that's me being nice, whether you're in the lineup or
you're going to hear about it.
The lineup. Yeah. I got to keep it, you know, PG for the viewers here.
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And the listeners. So I find myself like, if, you know, I got to be somewhere, say here at 7:30, I start getting anxious around like 6:30 and being like, all right, I got to get there. I got to leave by this time. I got to do this, and I got to make sure I'm there early.
Oh, tell me you're not torturing your wife with, like, you got to be on time everywhere you guys are going, because sometimes it takes longer to get ready.
Yeah, I definitely do that. It's just something that you're not going to get. I'm never going to change. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, hey, if you got to put on makeup, if you got to wear, you got to figure out your outfit, you got to figure out your shoes, whatever it may be.
Yes.
Get your butt up a little bit earlier.
That's good advice. Yeah, I bet Maddie likes hearing that. That's good.
Yeah.
Very helpful.
Exactly. Oh, that was so fun. Well, it was great to talk to you.
Time is everything. What time are you there till today? What time is the turkeys for tickets? It's 9 a.m., right?
Yes.
Okay, so everyone's got to get ready early and get the turkeys for
I've been ready since 5, so.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent. So we're on till 10, so if you want to give us a shout back, if you've got time later in the morning, let us know how it's going. We'd love to talk to you.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
It is the one and only Patrick Coletta on KISS 98.5.